Rabbi Yerushalmi goes going to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Samach, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamadalet Amar Beis, at the Mishnah Halacha Beis. Vayetzi ha'ish v'sandal ha'masuma v'rabi yochid v'zman she'en v'ragle malacha. Man may not go out on Shabbos with nailed wooden sandals, nor with only one sandal unless he has a wound on his foot. V'rabi tfilin v'rabi kamiya v'zman she'en v'mamucha v'rabi siryoin v'rabi kasta v'rabi megafayim. You may not go out with tfilin, with a amulet that is not from a expert, armor, a helmet, or iron boots. V'im yatsa ein chayav chatas, if he went out with any of these, he is exempt. The Gemara says, "V'pnei ma gozu al sandal hamasuma." Why did they decree against a nailed sandal? Yishayimim shahayu royos es roishay v'apilos. The answer is, women used to see the very sharp front and miscarry from fear. Yishayimim shahayu shemis poiloi. Some say women would hear the sound of people walking in nailed sandals and miscarry and fear. A third answer is that a case occurred and Yisraelim in a cave heard the enemy, they were cramped, and they killed each other with nails in their sandals, so they decreed against them. What's the difference between these reasons? The star, which is the sandal in which the sharp iron is not in front, but rather underneath. According to the opinion that women heard the sound miscarried, or they were cramped and killed each other, it's forbidden. According to the last reason, was the decree not at a time of shmad, means edicts against the Torah? Once the shmad passed, it should be permitted. The answer is, Beis Din did not annul later the decree that they made at the time of Shmad. According to all of these reasons, it should be forbidden even on a weekday. The answer is, normally people do not have two pairs of sandals, one for weekdays and one for Shabbos. One will get sandals that he may wear even on Shabbos and wear them the entire week. Meaning that women miscarried due to nailed sandals only on Shabbos because it reminded them of the episode in which people killed each other. Tani tala alav matlis melamatan muta. Rice says if one affixes a cloth underneath that covers the nails, it's permitted because none of these three reasons apply. Yudan Rabbi Ishmael habas vagle shachaka va'avdin leikain. Yudan Rabbi Ishmael's foot was scraped and they made a sandal like this for him. He couldn't wear anything else. One masmaran Yehuboy, how many nails may it have and may one may go out with it? Ve'yechon omer chamisha, kachamisha se ve'teira. Ve'yechon answered it may have five, like the five chamashim of the Torah. Ve'chanina omer shiva, ukiyamecha devecha. Ve'chanina said it may have seven because of the pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Gimel, pasuk chofei. And the pasuk says your locks are iron and copper and the days of your old age will be like the days of your youth. And here it means minalecha, which means your shoes, and uchyamecha, like your days, means like the days of the week. So your shoes, it's important to say the idea that your shoes can be like the days of your week, meaning seven nails. Rabbonin conduct like the following version of Rechanina, Ve'acha expound the name of Rechanina, that nine are permitted, corresponding to the 7 days of the week, and two for the phrase Bazel Unechoshes. Rabbi Hayanosin, Shlosha Asa Bazer, Echad Asa Bazer, Dominion, Mishmois, Uka Mishmois Natuim, Ma Mishmois Chavdalad, Af Mishmoim Chavdalad. Rabbi put 13 on a sandal and 11 on this, in all it was 24, like the number of Mishmois, which is the watches of the Kohanim, which is like Mishmois, which is nails. And the Pasuk says, Uka Mishmois Natuim, just like there are 24 mishmois, also there are 24 nails are permitted. He put different amounts on each to show that he intended to this number. It wasn't because this many were needed to for strength. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina omar, kelevis einoi oile leminin mishmorim. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina said that a bent nail means both ends are hammered into the wood, does not count towards the number of nails. Rabbi Zeirish Chal, Rabbi Abba, Bal Zavda, mar litnem al gabi sandal echod, amalishawi. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda whether one may put all the nails on one sandal, and Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda permitted, and Chum didn't decree about such a case. Ma'ol it name al gabi min al Amale, Shari, I should say. He asked whether one may put nails on a shoe and wear it on Shabbos, and he permitted, means they only decreed about a sandal, not about a shoe. In Megaldin, Menalim, Rasandalim, Yishonim, Aval Sachin, and Madichin Oisam. Rice says one may not scrape old shoes and sandals with the back of a knife because it looks like one's smoothing leather, or one may anoint and rinse them in water. Rabbi Krispaya, Beshem, Rabbi Yochanan, Talmudoi, Rabbi Chia, Rubba, Amrin, Havashonim, Hayoimim, Megaldin, Vashnim, Hayoimim, Ein Megaldin. Rabbi Krispaya, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Talmudim of Rabbi Chia, Rabba say that the early Tanaim say that one may scrape, and the later Tanaim say one may not scrape. V'ishalas leRebbe omar ein megaldin, and Rebbe means Rebbe Chia was asked about this, and he said that one may not scrape. Amar Rebbe Zeira ha'azila chadam in Talmudoi Rebbe Chia Rabba to Rabbanan de Kisoin b'shem Rebbe Yosef ben Chanina b'Chanina k'divrei mishu oimer megaldin avad la'chuyah asakim. Zeira said that one of the Talmudim of Rebbe Chia Rabba went away from Rebbe Krispa's ruling, for of Kisoin said the name of Rebbe Yosef bar Chanina, with the Talmud of Rebbe Chia, like the opinion that one may scrape, but only with the back of a knife. Amar Rebbe Chia bar Ashi, Nehigin, Havinan, Yasvin, Koyim, Rebbe, Mashrin, Meshazgin, Avaloi, Megaldin. Rebbe Chia bar Ashi says, we used to sit in front of our Rebbe, means Rav, and anoint and rinse shoes on Shabbos, but not scrape. Ein Sachem Nalim Besandrin, we may not anoint shoes or sandals in oil. Yisrich Adam Esraglai, Behu, Besech Aminal, Esraglai, Behu, Besech Hasandal, Avasachu, Esraglai, Benoisna, Besech Aminal, Esraglai, Benoisna, Besech Hasandal. The Bible says one may not anoint his foot when it's in a shoe, because his foot, or his foot when it's in a sandal, because it tans the leather. However, one may anoint his foot and put it in a shoe, or his foot and put it in a sandal. Sach Shemen and Miss Agel, Al Gabe Kitivlaya, Hadosha, Veina Khoshesh, Veit Nena, Al Gabe Tavla, Shal Shayesh, and Miss Agel Aleha, Veshim Gamliel, Mate. Or may anoint with oil and roll on a new cooked hide without concern. Or may not put the hide on a marble surface to roll it, because it looks like he intends to tan it. Veshim Gamliel permits. Ein Loshin, Menalim, Vesandalim, Hadoshim, Alem Kain, Loshin, Vahalachahen, Vivoidyoim. The Bais says that one may not wear new shoes and sandals on Shabbos unless he walked in them during the day, means Erev Shabbos, unless they don't see his feet well, and he will come to carry them. How much is considered walking before Shabbos? Bakapora's grandson said that it's like from the Beis Medrash of Bakapora to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Hoshea. Zipurai Amrin min Kanishta de Biblai al Dalte de Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. And the second answer is from the Chacham of Zipuri. It's from the Beis Knesset of Bavliim until the house of Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Zivoi Amrin min Sudra Ruba al Chanuse de Rabbi Hoshea. And the Chacham of Zipuri answers from the great Beis Medrash until the store of Rabbi Hoshea. Sandal, Shinifsiku, Oznov, Shinifsiku, Chavosov, Shinifsiku, Tafyosov, or Shapusha, Shisei Achas, Mikapov, Tahor. A sandal has a sole on each side, and Oizem, which is flap, comes up, and Chavatim, which is straps that go over the foot, are attached to the flaps at Tarsus, which is a place on the flap. If the flap, straps, or Tafyos of a sandal snapped, or one of the soles came off, it's Tahor. Nifsika Achas, Mi'azonov, Achas, Mikavosov, Achas mitafiyosav, oy shepusha roiv mikapav tami. One of the flaps, straps, or tafiyos snapped, or most of one of these soles came off, it is tami. Yuda oime, apanimis tmiya, vachetsoina tahira. Yuda says that an inner flap or tafiyos snapped, it's tami. If the outer snapped, it is tahal. Vyaka ba'acha, revtavlai, chanan ba'aba, v'sheima, v'halacha kub yuda, v'inyan chabas. Vyaka ba'acha, quoting revtavlai, Hanin bar Abba quoting Rav said that the halacha for the Yehuda regarding going out with it on Shabbos. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kavalei uvda shalach Rav Yaakov bar Acha gabei Rav Yechiel bar Abba amalei kashem shehein chalukim and say v'tumah kachin chalukim v'Shabbos v'hoyvilei kerabonon. case occurred where Rabbi Shimon bar Yitzchak, he sent Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha to B'chir bar Abba. He said to him, just like they argue about Tumah, so they should argue about Shabbos. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha ruled to him like Rabban. Shmuel Yitzchak asked that Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha heard in the name of Rav that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, but he rules like Rabbanon. Rabbi Acha bar Yitzchak havlei uvda shalach shal Rabbi Zeira shal leRabbi Imi. A case occurred with Rabbi Acha bar Yitzchak, and he sent and asked Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Imi. Amaleka divrei mishu matame, which is a muta lefeith boy, uka divrei mishu matahe, asa, which is a lefeith boy vele apik gabe klum. He told him, according to the opinion that it's metame, one may go out with it, according to the opinion that it's metahe, one may not go out with it, he didn't get from him any clarity about whom the halacha follows. Tani avamatayel hu bahen ad shu magia ad pesach hatzeri. The Bible says one may go with broken sandals until he gets to the opening of his chalasa. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Zeira havin metaylin b'estalten ifsik sandalei Rabbi Acha min dematon lepilei amalei zehu pesach hatzeri. Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Zeira were going in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbi Acha's sandal snapped. Rabbi Zeira didn't tell him until he reached the opening of his chotza. Then he said to him, "This is the opening of your chotza." Rabbi Acha korech savuna aleihoin. Rabbi Avohu korech agid melavniki. Sabu Rabbi Avohu agud melavniki melamuchanu. Rabbi Acha would wrap a palm shoot around a broken sandal and go out with it on Shabbos. Rabbi Avohu would wrap a herb used for refuah. Rabbi Avohu holds that a bundle of vegetables is mucham because it's food for animals, it's not muksa. Rabbi Yoina Talke, we should say, Lechanusa de Chalitra, Viyaka af Silchahava Sadri Yaka, Shel Revelazar Masalibla, I should say. Rabbi Yoina, who was walking in Charles and his sandal broke, he threw it to a store of valuables, and even though there was an esteem based medrash nearby where it would have been guarded better. Revelazar Masalikle, Revelazar, when his sandal broke, he immediately discarded it, and Rishi Sarabim. Rabbi Yomi asked Rabbi Zeira, if the outer flap snapped, may one switch to use it for the other foot, so now the outer flap is intact, or he can send those people mock him and he'll come to carry it. Amalei, Shari, Afilikain, Amalei, Pok, Chami, Chad, Siv, Vesamachalei. Rabbi Zeira answered, it's permitted, even so, go and see if there's a Chacham that agrees with me. And then you may rely on this in practice. Nothing but Ashrech Rabbi Abba Mamal, Shat Vashal Le Vashara. Rabbi Yemiya went out and found Rabbi Abba Mamal. He asked him, and he permitted it. Rabbi Yossi Masnitsin Amakein Jumin Malbush. Rabbi Yossi supported this from a Mishnah that teaches it's considered a garment, even on the other foot. The Taninan Ibishal Smol Beyamin Chalitsasa Ksheira. So the Mishnah says, if the Yavam wore a left shoe on his right foot and she removed it, the Chalitz is kosher. Al the Tema, they should say Leroychav Aval La'irach Tzarch Shehei Choyfe Es Shel Aregel. Now this, the Sefer, the Mishnah teaches if a small sandal covers most of the foot, the Chalitz is kosher. This is if it covers most of the width, but lengthwise it must cover the entire foot.